Let's unpack this. Today, we're taking a deep dive into something really fundamental. I mean, our own bodies.
Yeah.
We've got some really insightful sources here, personal notes, perspectives from a health expert with years of experience, even some surprising stories, all looking at how we can help our bodies function well, you know, thrive, even when life gets tough.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission really is to cut through the noise and pull out the key bits of wisdom for your health journey. Might find some aha moments in here.
Well, it's funny, isn't it, how we often know more about, say, our cars than the incredible machine we live in every day.
Right.
Our main guide for this, Beth, she's got 25 years in colon health nursing, even ran a hospital, plus she's a mom of six, so, you know, real world wisdom too.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, she's all about making complex body stuff simple, understandable. We're really focusing on her insights today, especially how interconnected everything is internally and how, like, small choices can make a big difference.
Let's start there then, just appreciating the body itself. Beth calls it beautifully made.
Mm.
And when you look closely, it really is ingenious.
Absolutely.
Take the lymphatic system. I mean, it's this elegant network, right? Starts way down at the soles of your feet with these one-way valves.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And the surprising thing, it completely depends on movement. Get this, using a rebounder, like a mini trampoline, for just 10 minutes. Apparently, that can do for your lymph what an hour at the gym does.
Exactly. It needs that pump from muscle action, unlike, say, our vascular system, you know, the red and blue pipes.
Right. The heart just handles that autonomously.
You don't have to think about making your heart beat, thankfully. It just does. And the nervous system, too. Largely autonomous, but it definitely adapts, doesn't it? To stress, to circumstances.
Oh, for sure. It can get rattled. Now, out of all these systems, Beth apparently has a favorite.
Uh-huh. The digestive system.
Mm.
Specifically, the colon.
And when you hear about it,
mm-hmm.
you kind of get why. The whole thing, start to finish, is like 8 or 9 meters long.
Yeah. It's just incredible fitting that inside us.
Right. And the colon section itself, maybe 6 to 9 centimeters wide.
Yeah.
But super stretchable, muscular, with these little pockets called hostra.
Yeah. And it works with that peristaltic motion, that squeezing action. Pushes things along, and it's very sensitive to what we put into it.
And here's a really powerful statement she makes. 90% of diseases, they say, start in the large colon.
Wow. That's huge.
It really is. When you think of the colon as the body's main internal waste disposal system, she calls it our red and yellow lid, rubbish bins, it makes sense. It's the gateway.
It really is. Handles what we absorb and what we need to get rid of.
Speaking of getting rid of stuff, we've got four main elimination organs. The colon, like you said, the biggest internal one.
Okay.
Then there's the skin. That's our biggest external eliminator. And here's something wild. Apparently 98% of what we put on our skin.
Lotions, shampoos.
Exactly. Lip balm, whatever. It gets absorbed into our lymph and blood. Because skin is fat porous, millions of pores.
So what goes on you is just as important as what goes in you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got the kidneys. Beth calls them delicate little babies.
The hardworking filters.
Totally. Need consistent care. And finally, the lungs. Keeping them clean, moist. Just being able to take a deep breath without pain or struggle. That's a gift.
It really is something we take for granted.
And kind of running the whole show, the CEO, she says. The liver.
Ah, the powerhouse. Performs hundreds of functions. It's the body's largest gland, actually.
And here's the crucial connection Beth highlights. The liver gets a direct feed, like a dedicated highway, from the colon and small intestine. It's called the portal venous system.
Okay, so everything absorbed from the gut goes straight there.
Straight to the liver, both lobes.
Which means if the colon's struggling, if it's, you know, toxic.
Then the liver gets that toxicity instead of nutrients and clean water. It's constantly battling this stuff from the gut on top of its own huge job list.
Wow. That really shows how fundamental gut health, colon health, is for the entire system.
Absolutely. Which brings us nicely to hydration. Sounds so basic, right?
Mm.
Water.
Seems simple, yeah.
But Beth,
yeah.
In her clinical work, she sees dehydration as maybe the greatest trauma most people inflict on their bodies. Why is that still such a big issue?
Well, it's pervasive. We are essentially salty water aquariums, you know? 60, 70% water. The brain's even higher, like 80%.
80%.
Yeah. And we lose fluids constantly, about 2 to 2.5 liters a day, just through breathing, sweating, kidneys, colon.
So that brain fog.
Yeah.
Forgetting names, keys.
Often, yeah. That's your body saying, hey, need some water here. And remember the colon. It's the highest water absorption organ in the body. Sucks it up and sends it straight to that liver we just talked about.
She told this story, didn't she?
Yeah.
About a severely dehydrated man having a colonic.
Oh, yeah, that was striking. His belly was flat, then suddenly it just swelled up as his body literally drank in liters of water through the colon wall.
Wow.
And afterwards, he felt like he was walking on a cloud. Said he hadn't felt that hydrated in years. Just shows the power of it.
So, okay, practically speaking, how do we hydrate properly?
Her advice is pretty straightforward. Start the day, maybe even before coffee, with 2 large glasses of warm filtered water, like just kettle sides warm.
Okay.
Maybe squeeze 1/2 lemon or lime into 1 glass. Use a straw if you've got sensitive teeth.
And then throughout the day?
Drink water about 1.5 hours after meals and stop about 1/2 hour before meals. Helps digestion.
Right. Doesn't dilute the digestive juices.
Exactly. And tracking helps. Get a 1-liter bottle and to finish it, refill it, makes it visible.
Good tip. And what if you're like hardly drinking any water now?
Don't suddenly go from 2 glasses to 2.5 liters overnight. That can shock the kidneys. Increase it slowly, gradually. Your body will actually start to want it after a while. It adapts.
Okay. Now, the flip side, diuretics. Things that make you lose water.
Oh, yeah. The big ones. Green tea, black tea, coffee, alcohol, major culprits.
How bad are they?
Beth puts it starkly. 2x the volume of what you're drinking is coming out of your cells.
2x. Wow.
Yeah. She mentioned a patient, Keithy, who used to down 10, 20 coffees a day when he was young. Now he sees how that really contributed to his current health issues.
We've all felt it, right? That dry feeling after coffee makes you crave water.
Totally. So if you are having them, the advice is, have water before, have water after, and maybe look at lower caffeine options if you can.
Makes sense. Okay, let's switch gears from fluids to fuel, food. Beth says it's like gold for the body.
And the simpler, the more natural, the more organic, the better.
Yeah, but people always say, oh, organic's too expensive.
She challenges that. Look at what else Mock gets spent on, you know? Processed stuff, pies, chips, fizzy drinks. Often that money could go towards healthier whole foods.
Fair point. And she says your body will tell you when you eat the wrong thing.
Oh, definitely. You feel it. Yeah. Even small choices, like a processed snack, can have these ripple effects you wouldn't expect. It's not just about your stomach. It affects the whole system. She sees it clinically.
Right. And she really pushes fresh and raw foods, calls them brooms for the colon.
Yeah. Especially skins on things like apples, pears, veggies. They provide that fiber, that sweeping action.
But washing is key. Right. Even organic.
Absolutely critical. Because of farming practices, manures used, she's actually seen parasites in the tubes from patients who didn't wash their produce well enough.
Yikes. Okay, mental note. Wash everything rigorously.
Definitely.
Now, eating routines. Mm-hmm. Consistency matters.
Hugely. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, regular times. Mm-hmm. That's best for digestion.
That's tough for busy people, though, like parents making kids' lunches.
It takes intention, yeah. Her tip? Make your own healthy lunch at the same time you make the kids. Plan ahead.
Okay. And she has this forbidden word, snacks.
Yeah. That goes against a lot of common advice, doesn't it? Keep your energy up, Grays.
Exactly. So why are snacks supposedly bad?
Because a proper meal takes like 4 to 5 hours to digest fully. Snacking, she says, literally stops that process midstream.
Stop.
Yeah. It causes fermentation of the food that's still in there, prevents full digestion and nutrient absorption from the previous meal. Your stomach pouch, it's this soft tissue. Acidic things like coffee affect the lining. It needs time to do its job properly between meals.
Okay, that's a different way to think about it. Let's talk building blocks. Protein, essential, obviously.
For building, repairing, absolutely.
And Beth has some maybe challenging views on where we get it.
Yeah, she does. For vegetarians, great options. Tempeh, that's fermented soybeans, legumes, nuts, seeds, good oils, eggs. Eggs are like a pure protein on their own for veggies.
Okay.
Other plant proteins often need combining in a meal to be complete. But when it comes to meat, farmed fish, she calls them secondhand food.
Secondhand, why?
Because of what the animals are fed, the conditions. She mentioned Tasmanian salmon getting antibiotics that change their color.
Whoa.
Her advice. Know your source. Deep ocean fish is generally better than farmed, and eggs, while great protein, have no fiber, so eat them with spinach, mushrooms, other veggies.
Got it. What about oils and fats?
Well, we're mostly water, right? But we definitely need healthy fats. Plant-based ones, avocado, olive oil generally best. Saturated fats like ghee, butter, dairy can be more clogging. Coconut oil, okay, in moderation.
And this ties into things like keto or carnivore diets, doesn't it? The fiber issue.
Big time. often very low in fiber. She contrasts like a standard sausage sizzle zero fiber with a healthier version. Maybe wholemeal bread, plant-based sausage, loads of greens, carrots. Big difference in fiber content.
Makes sense. Okay, beyond food, movement. You said the heart and colon are muscles.
And muscles need work. Real muscles come from hard work, as she puts it. It's a challenge now with so many of us being bottom sitters stuck at screens.
So what can we do?
Simple stuff. Every hour, take a 5-minute movement break, walk stairs, skip in place, walk around, do some stretches, anything to get moving.
And this helps the lymphatic system too, right? Back to where we started.
Exactly. It starts at the feet, one-way valves. Sitting just lets it all stagnate. Remember the rebounder?
Mm.
10-minute, like an hour at the gym for lymph.
Yeah. And cyclists often need the loo after a ride.
Because movement stimulates the bowel. It's all connected. Colon not working well affects the liver, brain, thinking, energy to move.
And exercise clears the mind too, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Helps process stress.
Which leads us into that mind-body connection.
Mm.
Holistic well-being.
Beth says, this is your brain one. This is your brain two, pointing to head and gut.
Yeah, what happens up here directly affects down there. Emotional stuff, stress. Even just travel messing up your routine, you can all throw your bowels off. Consistency helps stabilize that.
And rest. Self-care. So important, but hard to prioritize.
Especially for caregivers, mothers.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about having many wires pulling at you. You have to fill your own cup, take time out, a walk, nature. Exercise is great for clearing the mental clutter, too. Just sitting and stewing doesn't help.
She recommended a book, too, right? Live More Happy.
Yeah, by Darren Mort. Said it was a lifesaver. Practical tools for positive changes.
Good resource. Okay, another technique she mentioned, deep breathing, a colon starter. Yeah, simple but effective. In the morning, even before getting up, fingertips on your lower belly, breathe deep through the nose, hold it. Feel your fingers gently push apart as your lungs fill and diaphragm pushes down.
And that stimulates the colon.
Apparently so. She told a story about an 80-year-old woman, chronic constipation for decades. This technique, plus regular meals and less tea, brought back regularity she hadn't had since her teens.
Amazing what simple things can do.
If you're consistent, that's the key word, always. Consistency.
And saying no,
yeah.
Right? Not feeling you have to blend in with unhealthy habits.
Exactly. The story about Philip filling his beer can with water at a party.
Right. Felt great the next day while everyone else suffered.
It's about empowerment.
Which brings us to that mantra, it's your body, it's your choice. But, you know, there's so much conflicting health advice out there. How do you figure out what actually sits well with you? How do you cut through the noise?
It really comes back to, well, listening to your own body's signals and asking questions. If a piece of advice, even from a doctor, doesn't feel right or conflicts with your intuition, it's okay to dig deeper, get a second opinion, make sure you feel comfortable with the decision. It's about self-advocacy, really.
Okay, empowering yourself with knowledge. Makes sense. And speaking of natural power, sunshine, vitamin D.
Yeah, we need the sun.
Yeah.
Our skin makes vitamin D internally, but it needs sunlight, UVB rays, to actually convert it into the active form the body can use.
So how much sun?
She suggests exposing larger parts of your body, arms, legs, back to safe sun, you know, morning or late afternoon, not midday peak. Even just while hanging out, laundry can help.
She mentioned an Arctic explorer.
Yeah, super active guy, but got vitamin D deficient because, well, no sun. It really shows sunshine, exercise, good food. Those are the best capsules you can take.
True. And connection support matters, too.
Definitely. Things like the YMCA Cancer Survivors Program, free support, helps with physical health, balance, aligns with all these principles. Community helps.
And looking ahead, new tech, the oligoscan.
Right. That's interesting. Non-invasive, just scans your palm, checks heavy metals, minerals, vitamins, gives you a snapshot without blood tests, becoming more available.
Cool. Okay. One last story, the sticky situation.
Mm.
Lee, the vegan guy.
Oh, that was a powerful one. 47-year-old vegan, doctors thought he had a colon tumor, turned out to be a massive hard blockage.
Of chia seeds and nuts.
Unhydrated chia seeds and nuts, yeah. Just formed a cement-like mass. Beth used a thick castor oil pack massage, helped break it down. He eventually passed this awful, putrid-smelling, necrotic stuff.
Oh, my God.
And a surgeon later confirmed, yeah, these impactions happen sometimes with bits of bone, even feathers people have swallowed accidentally, often need surgery. It just shows how badly things can get blocked up without proper hydration and care.
Wow. What a story. Okay, so wrapping this all up, what's the big takeaway for everyone listening?
Well, from your heart beating on its own to, you know, 9 meters of digestive tract, our bodies are pretty incredible, resilient creations.
Yeah, they really are. And this deep dive shows that Even though life throws curveballs, we have a lot of power to support our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, consistent choices.
Hydration.
Real food.
Moving intentionally.
Getting enough rest. Managing stress. It all adds up.
And fundamentally, it's maybe about shifting perspective. Seeing your body not as something that just breaks down, but as this amazing interconnected system designed to heal and thrive.
Right. Small changes, done consistently, can really lead to big results, even with longstanding issues.
Exactly. So maybe the question for you listening is, knowing all this, what's one simple positive change you're going to commit to this week? Just one thing to nourish your own incredible body.
Because remember,
it's your body. It's your choice to help it flourish.